Jessica, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Hi, Tess. Thanks for having me.
So tomorrow night's performance, it's about sharing a story as prayer. What does that mean in terms of the performance?
Well, yeah, the performances are going to be in song and poetry. And I think there's a big link with prayer and song and poetry, because I think for me personally, art always taps me into a mystical part of myself. You know, there's a transcendent quality about what music does to us and what poetry does to us. So I think that's where the prayer element comes in. And prayer can mean so many different things for so many different people. For some of us, it's being in nature, or for some of us, it's looking into our child's eyes, and for some of us, it's closing our eyes. Whatever that means to you, I think tomorrow night, being taken on a journey and having that sort of prayer context is going to take you on a journey.
And I know that the festival as well, it invites the audience to join as they talk about some real issues, which is quite a broad spectrum, I feel. It gets tossed around quite a lot, that phrase.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
What does that mean? What does that mean to you?
Real issues?
Yes.
Well, for me personally, I've become a mother in the last 2 years. So for me, that's where I've been living, in this new space of transformation. So I'm going to be bringing a bit of my journey in that landscape. I have no idea what the other musicians and poets are going to bring. There's 7 musicians and 2 poets. And I think that's going to be such an interesting mix of what's going on in everyone's world, within their own inner world and within the world at large.
And for you, I mean, you have a lot of experience telling stories across a number of different mediums. You're an accomplished artist. You've written a children's book. You've just written your first poetry book. How does song compare to some of the other ways that there are to tell stories?
Yeah, you know, the three, I've done acting and music and writing for a while, and the three have always been very fluid and seamless to me. It's almost not so different moving from one into the other. I know it's hard for people to know what you do sometimes, because I just move in and out of it would be so much neater to just do one. But you know, songwriting for me, I've always written from, the first thing I write is lyrics, so it's a poem first, and that's how I connect to music. I think I connect to lyrics first. So putting it to music for me is not a particularly new, like, it's not like, oh, now I'm going into songwriting land. It feels exactly the same as my poetry world, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Well, just before I let you go, where can we go check out the opening night for the Writers Festival?
So it's at Bondi Pavilion. Have you been there, Tess?
I have. It's a gorgeous spot.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and it starts at 7:30, and I think it finishes at 9:30 or so, and it's the launch, and I think it's going to be a beautiful way to embrace words in all their ways, and it's going to be a journey. I'm really looking forward to it.
Jessica, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tess. Have a good morning.
You too.